What are we telling young people in Utah about their prospects for a career? Yes, studies show they'll likely make more if they have a college degree, but many skilled jobs pay very well, considerably more than starting salaries for some college graduates. And businesses often say they can't find people with the right skills to staff their operations. This is Utah Thrives, the Utah Foundation podcast. I'm Dan Bommas. A report issued in April by Utah Foundation shows one-third of Utah businesses report some difficulty in finding enough skilled workers to fill all their open positions. We hear about tech companies and their endless need for software engineers. We don't hear as often about injection molders or roofers or electricians. Richard Thorne, the president of Associated General Contractors of Utah, says the typical worker on commercial construction projects is close to 50 years old, and they don't see as many young people starting in construction trades as they used to. Part of the problem, Thorne says, is that high schools aren't telling young people about the opportunities that are out there.
There are pre-apprenticeship programs, there are opportunities in the high schools. The old shop classes or the vo-tech classes that used to be available are not as prevalent as they used to be. Mm-hmm. But we're helping some of the institutions understand that there's value there. We're meeting with guidance counselors in the high school saying, here's some opportunities they may not know about. We give them basically playing cards, look like baseball trading cards, that talk about careers in construction. What does a plumber make? What does an electrician make? What kind of education they need? What does an operator make? And these counselors look at that and go, wow.
Matching up the needs of industry with training programs is specifically the mission of Utah's Applied Technology Colleges and Salt Lake Community College. Its president, Denise Huftelin, told reporters recently that training programs have to be responsive to changes in technology and hiring opportunities.
The reality is one size doesn't fit all. Some employers want non-credit training fast. Other employers want a certificate or a credential. So the community college is actually really, I think, well adapted for that kind of response, right? We have non-credit training that's very short term. We have more associate degree credential trainings that's industry certify aligned. So we are trying very hard to create a mix of platforms that our business and industry leaders and our students can pay attention to.
One of the ideas Utah colleges are using to help students decide on a career path is the idea of stacked credentials. The credit they earn for industrial training can be part of the program to earn an associate or bachelor's degree if they choose to do that later. But companies can't just show up with an order pad and hire as many skilled workers as they want. Ben Hart with the Governor's Office of Economic Development says business has to participate and invest in that training.
If industry wants something from education, they can't just be an end consumer. They have to be willing to participate in the process. And that's what we're really trying to do here at GoEd. Talent Ready Utah, one of the initiatives we've been working on, along with some of the other efforts, it really has been, how do we get more businesses involved in the educational experience to feel like their voice is being heard in the classroom and that they're not just an end consumer?
Aerospace companies such as Boeing and Orbital ATK and transportation suppliers such as Cummins and CR England are leading so-called Tech Pathways programs that work with high school students and with displaced workers to provide new training in the skills needed for available jobs. And while those programs are reaching students today, problems still remain. The Utah Foundation report shows Utah actually has a lower rate of participation in the workforce today than it did before the recession of the past decade. And wages are still an issue. They haven't increased, as you might expect, in a tight labor market. The report entitled Help Wanted, Workforce Participation, Wages, Job Desirability, and Skills Gaps is available on the Utah Foundation website, utahfoundation.org. Utah Foundation is a nonpartisan public policy research group funded by business, philanthropic foundations, higher education, local government, and individual donations. Founded in 1945, our mission is to promote a thriving economy, a well-prepared workforce, and a high quality of life for Utahns. I'm Dan Bommas. Thanks for listening.